The Kalamazoo Blues Festival is this weekend, Friday and Saturday, back downtown at Arcadia Festival Place. And here in the studio, as promised, one of the organizers, Tina Truax, is here to preview the festival with me. Nice to see you, Tina.
Thank you. Nice to see you, and thanks for having us.
Now, since we haven't met before, let's get to know each other a little bit. I'm curious to know how long you've been involved with the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association.
I've been involved with the KVBA for probably about 10 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I moved to Kalamazoo in 2007. Oh, no, it's going on 11 years, because I've been involved with them since 2008.
Okay. Did you moved to Kalamazoo bringing with you a love of blues music?
I did. I was previously involved with the Saginaw Bay Area Blues Society when I lived in Saginaw, and belonged to the West Michigan Blues Society when I lived in Grand Rapids. So, I've been with the blues scene for a little while.
Okay, now I need to know, what was it that sparked your love of blues? Do you have a first memory or a...
Actually, I do. It's kind of ironic because back when I lived in Grand Rapids, right around the time I was going through a divorce, I was trying to find an outlet, and a friend of mine from work had suggested a girls' night, going down to this little club in East Town that she knew of called Billy's Lounge. And she's like, they've always got great bands. Let's go down there. And I went, and I'm like, the music just made you want to move. And some of it, I'm like, I recognize some of this stuff. And I'm like, this is kind of cool. And at the time, they had what was called Blues on the Mall, which now WLAV still does that, but over at the Deltaplex Center instead of downtown Grand Rapids. And I started attending some of those events. And the more I started exposing myself to blues music, you know, I was hearing different, you know, I was hearing things from like Jimi Hendrix or other things. I'm like, you know, this music is familiar. My mom raised me with Motown. My dad raised me on classic rock. And I'm hearing all, you know, both of those genres coming together in this music. And I'm like, and I'm feeling it. You know, it just kind of reaches you in a place that's, I really don't know how to describe it, but it just kind of reaches you at a core and, you know, makes you want to move. And so many people have talked about, oh, it's blues, it's depressing, it's this, it's that. But it's really not. When you think about blues, it's a root music. And, you know, as a root music, it's an original American art form. It unfortunately has its roots in one of the darkest places in American history. However, you know, when you think about country music, when you think about bluegrass, it's all about storytelling, and the blues is really no different. It's a way of storytelling, but it's put to music, and the music, even though some of the topics of blues might be a little bit difficult here and there, it still has this kind of joyful feel that you're like, okay, you know what? Life might beat me down, but we still have music and we still want to move and life goes on. And there's a certain joyfulness to blues as well.
Well, it's interesting that you found it at a dark time in your life story, but it lifted you up to hear it and to be with people listening to music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So blues is a really important art form.
It is.
That is one of the most distinct American forms we have.
It is.
And it came out of slavery.
Yes.
And there are great artists still performing blues music, even though the music in popularity has had its ups and downs.
Absolutely. Although for... And I can keep my fingers crossed because we're starting to see certain bands emerge. Like for some of the younger listeners, bands like Greta Van Fleet, which, you know, it's a bunch of really young guys. I mean, early 20s, and they literally learned how to play music through blues. And when you listen to their stuff, you hear a lot of Led Zeppelin. And Led Zeppelin is a phenomenal blues-based rock and roll band. And so when you listen to music like Greta Van Fleet, you definitely hear that blues influence.
Coming back.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk some details about Friday and Saturday. Both days you have a long, phenomenal list of artists who are performing.
Yes.
In the planning for this year, which is year, which, 26?
This is the 26th year, yes.
26th year. Okay. Full details are on your website, on Facebook. The website is KVValley.
KVBA.org.
.org. So you can find ticket prices there and passes and a lot of logistical information, too.
Yes.
And, of course, the full lineup of the bands. So when you're going into planning this, were you kind of part of some of the brainstorming sessions? And what kind of mix did the association like was hoping for?
Well, basically, the festival is a collaborative effort of the entire board of directors. And so, pardon me, each of us has our own role that we play in terms of putting together the festival. The musical lineup, I do not handle. But our board has about seven people that are dedicated to doing this. And we're an all-volunteer group. Nobody gets paid for this. So it's kind of our labor of love every year. And literally planning the festival takes all year long.
Yeah.
So I didn't help with the entertainment lineup because the person kind of dedicated to that handled that. But they did a fantastic job. Each year we try to have a mix of local, regional, and national acts. Mm-hmm. Some of the regional acts are folks that are just coming up in the blues scene that may have placed really well during the International Blues Challenge down in Memphis.
Okay.
So it's always really exciting because, you know, some of the hardcore blues fans are able to be introduced to new bands that are really up and coming. And then, you know, we have performers like Davey Knowles and it's just very exciting.
We've got Nikki Hill and Laura Chavez.
Yes. And Danielle Nicole, who is actually an award-winning artist. So it's going to be a really exciting lineup.
The festival begins Friday afternoon. First performance is Cricket Creek at 4:30 Friday.
Yes.
That's sort of like you just kick off a little early.
We do.
If you're working downtown, just, you know, 4:30 is almost 5 o'clock. So just go ahead and take off a little early.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah. As you're coming out of work, come on down because, you know, change your clothes at the office. We're going to have food vendors. You know, of course, we'll have pop and water and adult beverages along with the music. So it's a perfect opportunity just to stop in right from work.
Now, I know I've been to Blues Fest, attended it a number of times over the years. It's been a little while, I got to admit. I'm thinking that, though, for first time goers, it will truly be a special experience because the music itself fosters community. It fosters good feeling just between strangers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all you have to do is look at some of the photos in our archives from, you know, on social media, and you'll see the crowd interacting. You'll see little kids dancing. You know, it definitely is a community experience. And, you know, for people that are maybe just getting into the blues or people that have been into it for a long while, I mean, it gives everybody a little something to talk about, you know, whether it's a nudge thing. Are you listening to this? Holy cow, this band is great. I've never heard them before. Or talking about the style of blues that they're singing, because there's so many different styles of blues depending on what region the band is from.
That's right. You make a great point. I am talking to Tina Truax, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association, and the big festival, the 26th annual, kicks off tomorrow at 4:30 downtown at Arcadia Festival Place. We can talk about some of the different styles. I did want to ask you, though, about are you happy to be moving back to downtown Kalamazoo in the open air, because there was a change of venue last year.
It was actually the year before. We were back at Arcadia last year. Okay. And, you know, there were good things and bad things. It was kind of nice the 1 year that we had moved away, because it was air conditioning and regular bathrooms versus the, you know, porta-johns. But, you know, everybody likes an outdoor festival during the summer. And
I just read the weather forecast. I think you're in for some beautiful, beautiful weather.
Yes, we were pretty excited to see that, because that's always a gamble. You know, it could be 90 degrees and humid, or it could rain, or... but what I'm seeing is it's probably going to be low 80s, which is going to be absolutely perfect for coming out and enjoying some good music.
So the blues splintered into lots of different flavors.
Yes.
What are some of those flavors?
You have the Chicago sound, which I think a lot of people up here in Michigan are a lot more familiar with, because a lot of the bands out of that area are more apt to come here and perform. You have more of your traditional blues, which some of the southern styles have kind of branched off of that. You find, you know, artist from Louisiana, which a lot of folks here who have heard, people like Tab Benoit, who plays in Kalamazoo every year, you definitely hear more of that kind of Creole Zydeco influence in his music. New York has an emerging sound that's very different than what you're going to hear in more of your Southern or traditional or Chicago sounds. It really just, it depends on the influence of where these artists grew up and who their influences were as an artist. Some of the more traditional music, it's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit of harmonica, maybe just a guitar. You're not going to have necessarily a full band. It's, you know, you're going to hear a lot more of that traditional 12-bar blues sound. Whereas when you get into like Chicago, you're, you know, looking at a much bigger instrumentalization of a lot of the bands. A little bit more of that kind of, you know, upbeat, jazzy sort of feel to the music. So, you know, if you're not familiar with the blues, there literally is a little something for everyone.
Again, the festival starts tomorrow. The first band takes the stage at 4:30 p.m. It's called Cricket Creek. Then some local favorites, the Out of Favor Boys, taking us from 5:40 to 7 o'clock. That's my happy hour right there. And Maurice John Vaughn at 7 p.m., Dwayne Burnside, 8:30, Nikki Hill with Laura Chavez at 10:05, and your final act of the evening, the Gator Boys at 11:35.
Yes.
So music continues like until it's dark for sure.
Oh, absolutely. So there's plenty of time to come out and, you know, have some barbecue or some Cold Stone, lots of beer. Also new this year is Three Chords, which is a micro distillery company that specializes in bourbon. And they are really big on backing the blues and have been a tremendous sponsor to us throughout our fundraisers throughout the year. And they will be there with some different bourbon samples and mixers. So that's going to be something a little bit different for some, you know, if you've been out to the festival before.
Full details, again, are online, kvba.org, stands for Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association.org. You'll find ticket prices there for a full weekend or a single day. Back on if we return to the rundown, Saturday music begins at noon with Nothing But the Blues. And maybe, are you looking at the schedule too? You want to, I don't want to have to read all these myself.
Oh no, you're absolutely fine. So there was a couple of other talking points that I wanted to mention after we talk about the schedule.
Okay. Well, keep running it down for me. What's next?
All right. So at 105, we have Blue Veins, which is another local favorite. Anybody that's been out to some of the blues jams that we've had around town, that is typically hosted by the Blue Veins. At 210, we have Kev Nichols and Blue Tuesday. They are another local favorite and have been a big supporter of us during our fundraisers. At 315, we have Big Trouble. 420, Big Boss. 525, we have Crossroads. And anybody that's been around Kalamazoo for any amount of time knows who Crossroads is. They've been another longstanding Kalamazoo band. At 6:35, we have Biscuit Miller in the Mix, which is pretty exciting because it's been a while since they've been back in Kalamazoo. At 8:05, we have Danielle Nicole, which, as I mentioned, she is an award-winning artist. 9:35, we have Davey Knowles, another big headliner for us. At 10:45, we have SWB, and at 11:50, another local band that's been on the scene forever here in Kalamazoo, Seventh Son.
That's a great schedule. The Kalamazoo Blues Festival, Friday and Saturday this weekend, and my guest is Tina Truax. And before we finish up, why don't you share some of those special features or thoughts you had?
Well, one of the things that KVBA does besides the festival, we have a scholarship program. We also present blues in the schools, but we do present our scholarship award every year on Saturday during the festival. So the scholarship award winner will be there and with his family and presented with this year's scholarship, which is the Boogie Woogie Bob Peters Scholarship Award. And we are also just really excited because we have a grant this year from the Gilmore Foundation that we're very, very grateful for. And Bobby Hopewell has given us a declaration, which I'm understanding that he may be presenting on Friday night during the festival.
Come out and party with the mayor.
Absolutely. Bobby is a great guy. Yeah. He's always really great about showing up at community events or, you know, supporting some of the different things that go on here in Kalamazoo.
Well, Tina, it's been nice to get to know you and learn more about this year's festival. I wish you all the best of luck this weekend. Looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Full details again at kvba.org. Ticket prices and much more, the full schedule posted there. Also, take a look on Facebook if you are a Facebook user. They're updating daily with lots of interesting information. Music continues now. Tina, we have a vast classical music library here.
Yes.
But sometimes it intersects. Here's a recording called Blues Dialogues and a piece for solo violin called Blues, Deliver My Soul by David Baker.
Perfect.